since 1967, I guess. So
mm-hmm.
I've been a member quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Were you, what other organizations were you a part of?
Kiwanis. I've been president of the Kiwanis Club of El Paso, and I was lieutenant governor of Kiwanis. And then some 15, 16 years ago, we started Cavalry Association. Well, we started off as a horse cavalry association. There were eight of us here, one of which was a four-star general, Jimmy Polk.
Mm-hmm.
General Polk, and of course he was our mainstay. And eight of us started it and thought, well, we'll see where it goes. And today it's got about 3,000 members nationally.
Wow.
And I was vice president of it, I guess, for 10 years. And,
mm-hmm.
and what else? Well, the sheriff's posse, I was past president of it also. And I was in between World War II and Korea, I was over in Roswell for a while, and we started the sheriff's posse over there, and I was president of it, so.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of work have you done?
Well, when I stayed in the service, and when I say I stayed, I had a break in service between World War II and Korea, but I was recalled for Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed in the service till I retired. And I retired in 1966
mm-hmm.
as a lieutenant colonel. As far as the service, I was, of course, in the horse cavalry, and then they did away with the horses. And we deactivated the 2nd Cavalry Division in North Africa. And I was sent up to the 1st Armored Division in Italy. I was fighting in Italy at the time. Then they reorganized the 1st Armored Division, and I wound up going to the 3rd Infantry Division and commanded A Company of the 7th Regiment of the 3rd Infantry Division. And we went into southern France.
Mm-hmm.
And I went fought all the way up the Rhone Valley and into the Colmar Pocket, Strasbourg, and then south to the Colmar Pocket. And I got wounded 3 different times. Last time sent me home, but when I stepped on a mine.
Oh, you're lucky to be alive.
The first time I got shot right here.
Mm-hmm.
Went in right here and came out over here. So
that was close.
That was pretty close. I was talking to, what's her name? Miss who used to write for the Times. She wanted to interview me one day, and I just told her about being shot through the neck and stepping on a mine and all. And I said, boy, I sure was lucky. And she looked at me like I'd lost my mind.
Well, lucky in some ways, unlucky in other ways.
That's right, depending on how you look at it.
So, where did you meet your wife?
Met her right here in El Paso. She was born here in El Paso. Now, this is my second wife.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in the second house down here with my first wife. And she was born here, and after Korea, we got married when I came back from Korea.
Mm-hmm.